Hello?
Yes, good morning. My name is Gabriel. I'm calling from Opinion Research. On behalf of our client, a national public opinion research firm, I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. I'm not selling anything, and I won't ask for any type of donation. Am I speaking with Olivia?
Yeah.
Thank you very much, ma'am. I would like to ask you if you registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary election for president, U.S. Senate, Congress, and local offices in June of 2024? Almost certain that you will vote. You probably will vote. The chances are 50-50, or you don't know if you will vote.
I probably will vote.
Okay. Thank you very much on that. And what is your race? You're white, black, Hispanic, Latino, any other?
I'm white.
Thank you so much. one second. Thank you. Would you please tell me what is the year were you born, if you don't mind me to ask?
Yeah, 1996.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it for your time. I would like just to rate your feeling towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means a very cold, unfavorable feeling. 100, a very warm, favorable feeling. M50 is neutral. I'm going to go ahead and read some of the candidates that we have, and you can tell me if you never heard about, if you can score these people from 0 to 100. The first name is Ravi Bala. Do you know him? Have you heard about?
Isn't that the – Ravi Bala is the mayor of Hoboken, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess 80? He's fine. 90, I don't know. I live in Hoboken. He's fine.
85? Thank you.
Yeah.
What about Andy Kim?
I don't know who that is.
Okay. That's fine.
Okay.
Do you know who is Tommy Murphy?
Murphy?
Like Governor Murphy, you said?
Yes, Tommy Murphy.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
Okay. What about John Biden? That's fine. Thank you.
Yeah.
What about John Biden? How much you give?
I know Joe. No, kidding. he's fine. Which right? What do you think I should give him?
100, I
think so. Oh, but he's like 85.
Okay, 85. Thank you very much. And what about Stephen Fulop?
I don't know who that is.
Thank you so much. What about Phil Murphy?
I know who that is. 90.
Thank you very much. And what about Bob Menendez? This is Junior, the son.
Oh.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Bob Menendez is the father.
Regular Bob. Dad, I think. Wait, no. we have to go below 50, right? So, like, let's give him a 40.
40?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. And what about Rob Menendez, Junior? This is the son.
I don't know him. Like,
okay.
I haven't heard the news. Yeah.
That's fine. Thank you very much for that. When you hear the name Rob Menendez, what is the first thing that comes to your mind?
Are we talking the older one? Like the?
Yes.
I don't know.
I
don't know. I just hear bad things in, like, the news and stuff, and then the constant mail. No, I'm kidding.
Okay. Thank you very much. And let me ask you, would you say that you approve or disapprove of the job Rob Menendez is doing as your member of Congress? Would you say you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove?
I would say a little bit disapprove, because, like, I don't have enough strong enough opinion to, like, say it's great, you know what I mean? Or, like,
yes.
Enough to be like, yeah. So, like,
okay, thank you very much on that. And if the Democratic primary elections for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Andy Kim, Tommy Murphy, Bob Menendez, and Patricia Campos Medina, from who would you vote? Or you're not decided yet?
I'm probably undecided. Yeah, I'm just undecided.
Thank you. Really appreciate on that. We are at 50% on the survey. I really appreciate for your time that you're helping me out completing the survey. If the Democratic primary elections for U.S. Senate were held today and you had to decide right now, Would you lean towards voting for Andy Kim, Tammy Murphy, Bob Menendez, or Patricia Campos Medina? Or you're not decided yet either?
Probably Tammy.
Tammy?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate that. If the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Kyle JC, Rob Menendez, and Ravi Vala, from whom would you vote? Or
Vala.
You're not decided? Vala?
I vote for Vala.
Ravi Vala, you say?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Okay, and in the last few months, have you heard a lot, some, not too much, or nothing at all about U.S. Senator Bob Menendez?
A lot?
Okay, thank you very much for that. How closely would you say you're following recent criminal indictments against U.S. Senator Bob Menendez? Very closely, somewhat closely, not closely at all.
Like, oh, God, how do I write? I hear this from my parents. I make them follow it, not closely. I don't know.
Okay, thank you very much. Please tell me whether you are agree or disagree with each of these following statements about Congressman Rob Menendez. You can tell me about if you are agree or disagree with that. Congressman Rob Menendez is only in Congress because he is Senator Bob Menendez's son. Are you agree to this statement? Somewhat agree or not agree?
Oh, this is about the son. I don't know.
You don't know? Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
Congressman Rob Menendez has not been accused for any wrongdoing because he has done nothing wrong. He's not involving his father's issues in any way. Are you agree to this statement? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or not agree, or you don't know?
I don't know. I don't know anything about this. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. Thank you. I really appreciate that. There's no way that the Congressman Rob Menendez was not involving his father's senator, Bob Menendez, shady and corrupt dealings. Do you have an answer for this, if you are agree or not?
I don't have an answer. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, that's fine. In this country, you are innocent until proven guilty. Senator Bob Menendez has not been convicted of anything, and Congressman Rob Menendez hasn't been accused of any crimes. Would you say that you agree to this statement, or you don't know the answer?
I agree.
Okay, thank you. The son should know how to pay for the sins of the father. And people should judge Congressman Rob Menendez based on his record, not on the actions of Senator Bob Menendez. Would you agree to this statement? Somewhat agree or not agree?
I mean, I agree, but, like, it's not his fault, but oh, my gosh. No, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you're totally right.
I know what I mean.
Yes. Okay,
oh
so
God.
We are at a 70. We are at 70% on the survey. I really appreciate it for your time. Right now, I'm gonna read some statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez. I want you to tell me which one comes closer to your own view, even if neither one is exactly right on those statements. The critics of Congressman Rob Menendez say there's no way Congressman Menendez knew nothing about his father's corruption scheme in which Senator Menendez took bribes from the governments of Egypt and Qatar in the form of cash, luxury cars, and even gold bars in exchange for favor Senator Menendez delivered to those countries using his influence. They say Congressman Menendez refuses to say a negative word about his influence. They say Congressman Menendez refuses to say a negative word about his father, who now faces multiple criminal indictments, that the Menendez family has violated the public trust, and that they are only in public office to enrich themselves. And the supporter says of Congressman Rob Menendez say that he has not been accused of anything related to his father's legal situation because has done nothing wrong. They also say Congressman Menendez has been an incredible, effective, and progressive representative for our district. Congressman Menendez is fighting to make New Jersey more affordable for working families, deliver billions in federal fundings for local transit projects, held over 1,100 constituents and their families in his first years in office, and has been a leader in standing up to the right-wing extremists in Congress who are pushing for mass deportation, to ban books, to ban abortion, and to bring back Donald Trump. Do you have any statements that you can come closer with the critics or the supporters in this statement?
No.
Or you don't have an answer for it?
I don't know. I feel like all of those things that you said second, like, shouldn't also be tagged along with all the bad things that were done in the beginning. Like, why can't we have a politician who, like, doesn't do bad things? You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand,
yeah.
Like, I don't know, you know? And, like, I guess, like, how does his son, oh, God, it's so bad. I can't be, like, how does his son, like, not know what his dad's doing? But, like, you know what I mean? Like, he has to, like, know a little bit. And, like, I don't know. I
yeah,
think a new person from, like, not a connected family would be a good change. And I just don't understand, like, why we can't have, like, non-corrupt politicians. It just doesn't make sense. I don't know.
I really appreciate it for your answer, ma'am. I'm just going to go ahead and read another statement made by the critics and supporters for Congressman Ron Menendez, and you can go ahead and tell me if one of this one come closer to your own view or if you don't have an answer for. The critics of Congressman Ron Menendez say he represents all that is running with politics in New Jersey these days. They say the insiders, party bosses, and nepotism undermine our democracy, and that Menendez is only in office because his corrupt fathers and the political machine put him there. The supporters of Congressman Ron Menendez say that he has earned the trust of Democratic leaders in Congress like Hakeem Jeffries, as well as Major Raz Baraka, Brian Stack, and Chris Bowich, along with labor unions, environmental groups, and regular hard-working families because of his record of accomplishment in Congress and his commitment to take on right-wing extremists. That's the statement from critics of Congressman Ron Menendez on the statement for the supporters. Come closest to your own view, or you don't have an answer for this?
I feel like, I don't know, politicians don't just get trust. I don't know. Maybe it's because, like, I'm, like, a young voter. I just, like, don't think that he just, like, gets to do whatever you want because he's, like, earned trust of, like, the Democrats. Like, he still did bad things. I don't think that that's okay. Like, I don't think, you know what I mean? Like, oh, like, we should just trust him because he did all these good things in the past. Like, no. Like, we can keep moving forward. I don't know. I don't know how to say this.
Okay. I understand about that. I really appreciate that, man. We are at 80% on the survey. We're almost done with that. I really appreciate it for your time and patience and you helping me out with this. I'm just going to quickly read some brief statement about some of the candidates for Congress in your district. Please just tell me if each of the statements makes you more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not likely at all to support the candidate of Congress. The only Hispanic in New Jersey congressional delegation, Ron Menendez, is a leader in the Congressional Hispanic Caucus and is fighting for migrant communities across the country. Would you say that you are much more likely to this statement and support the candidate? Somewhat likely? Not likely at all?
I don't, like, just because of that, like, I would support him, like, probably unlikely. Just, he does that thing, you know? Unlikely.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Ron Menendez's top priority is delivering for his constituents, I'm sorry. No matter what, his office is proud to have solved issues for over 1,100 constituents and their families in his first year of service. From complicated immigration requests to cutting red tape to put money in working people's pocket, he fought to make our neighborhood safer and more livable. Rob and his wife are raising their two young children here. That's why Rob get our lives and the challenges we face every day, and why he's ready to meet this moment. Would you say that you are more likely, somewhat likely, with this statement on this candidate?
I don't know.
Okay, well, thank you. Yeah, that's fine. Rob Menendez knows how important our health care is. He fought to lower the cost of prescription drugs, make hospital billing more transparent, make sure seniors can live in dignity by protecting Social Security and Medicare, and strengthen women's health care. With this statement, would you say that you are likely supporting the candidate? Someone likely? Not likely at all?
Yeah.
Okay.
Likely.
Okay, thank you very much. Hoboken Mayor Ravi Vala has a 15-year record of public service and has never been handed a thing. With rising inequality and rising sea levels, Vala believes this moment requires change that is momentous. He believes that healthcare is a human right, housing is a human right, reproductive rights are human rights, and the climate crisis is not predetermined catastrophe, but a challenge we can and we must to meet. Would you say that with this statement, would you support that? You're likely, not likely at all?
And this is Vala, you said?
Yes, Ravi Vala.
I'm likely to support, yeah. Yeah, I'm likely to support, yeah. Okay.
Okay, thank you very much. The first bill Rob Menendez introduced when getting to Congress was a comprehensive effort to make life more affordable for working people in New Jersey, from lowering the cost of prescription drugs for seniors, increasing tax credits for children care, making it easier to take care of older family members, and making quality public transportation more accessible. Would you say with this statement that you support the candidate? Likely, somewhat likely, a little likely, or not likely at all?
Likely.
Okay. Would you say like a little likely?
Likely.
Okay, thank you. A member of the Pro-Choice Caucus in Congress, Rob Menendez, is fighting to protect women's access to abortion and other reproductive health care. He voted to make Roe versus Wade the law of the land, and he's fighting to stand up to the anti-choice extreme members of the Republican Party who are pushing to ban abortion across the United States. On this statement, would you say that you support the candidate? Much more likely, somewhat likely, a little likely, or not likely at all?
Much more likely to support that issue, yeah.
Okay, thank you. I really appreciate for that. Rob Menendez is fighting against extreme MAGA Republicans in Congress who are pushing a racist, anti-immigrant, anti-worker agenda, who want to turn back the clock on women's rights and gays' rights, who, despite the rising crime and violence in our communities, continue to stand in the way of common sense solutions to end gun violence, and who support the January 6th rioters and aim to put Donald Trump back in power. Would you say with this statement that you support the candidate? Much
yeah.
Likely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you very much. We are at 85% on the survey. I really appreciate for that. Let me just gonna go ahead and ask you right here. Yeah, we're almost done. I'm going to try to go ahead and read a little bit faster. So if let me ask you, if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Kyle Jacy, Rob Menendez, and Ravi Vala, from whom would you vote?
Ravi Vala.
Okay, thank you very much. Let me just go ahead and read a few statements for Ravi Vala, the candidate for the Congress. Just go ahead and tell me if this information is accurate and you are likely or not likely on this statement. Ravi Vala has failed and is incompetent as major Republican, where taxes are spending have increased by nearly 20% on his watch, including a massive 50% jump in spending for his own office since his election. Vala takes credit for the work of other, even on a major environmental project started by a different major. Would you say on this statement that you support the candidate, Ravi Vala? Much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not a lot less likely?
I don't understand, because I don't think that's, like, true. So how do I say, like, I don't think that information's true? Like, you know?
Okay, we're going to just going to go ahead and put it out right here, okay? Ravi Vala is an unethical lawyer who represents a client accused of dumping 12,000 gallons of indole sulfuric acid into Newark sewer system, representing a woman who ran a real estate Ponzi scheme that swindled $10 million from at least 1,000 people, and who represents city officials who were sued for sexual harassment and discrimination. Police officers sued for irresponsibility, pepper spraying, and an innocent bystander who died as a result. And a police department that was sued for assaulting a woman in her home for no reason. With this statement, would you say that you are much less likely, somewhat less likely? You have a different answer?
This is confusing because I feel like a lot of good things were read about Rob Jr.
Okay.
And
yes.
Bad things are being read about Ravi Vala. And I live in Hoboken, and I see, like, all of the changes that Hoboken is making, and I like it a lot. Like, Hoboken's, like,
wow.
Really, like, yeah,
okay.
Like, better. So
yeah.
It's, like, tough. Like, all candidates come with baggage, but the baggage of these Menendez guys are
yeah.
Bad, you know?
Yeah, that's right. And your answer is really important to us. That's the reason why we do this, you know, just to compare about the candidates and for everything that they have done, because you live exactly in the city and you are on a daily basis on that. In a district that is overwhelming Hispanic, Ravi Vala is running to unseat New Jersey only Hispanic congressman after using behind-the-scenes schemes to remove a Latina from the state assembly. With this statement, would you say that you are much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or you have a different answer for?
I don't know how to, like neutral on these. Cause
okay.
It's just...
Yeah, that's fine, man. Ravi Vala is a corrupt and incompetent lawyer who has demonstrated a pattern of shady dealings. Vala's law license was suspended by New Jersey and New York for engaging in what they call, quote, dishonest and deceitful conduct, end quote. In a separate incident, Vala used his position on the city council to renew a taxpayer-funded city contract with the lawyer with whom he shared office space. In yet another incident, Vala was accused of breaking, quote, the most important state pay-to-play reform law 3 years in a row. On this statement, would you say that you have a different answer? You much less likely, somewhat less likely on this one?
I'm just confused about the way these questions are written, because literally before it was, in this country, you are innocent until proven guilty for wrong.
Yeah.
And then, like, this started with, Ravi Vala is a corrupt lawyer who had his license removed. And I'm just like, you know what I mean? And I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, so it's just crazy that I...
Yeah,
I don't know.
This is the
it's
last one.
Because I live in, like, huge district now where I do see change being enacted. Right? There's a lot of, like parks being built in Hoboken. Like, things are really clean. Like, we have gotten, like, garbage pickup, like, really good. Like, everything is just, like, kind of moving in a good direction. So it's, like, tough.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's fine. I really appreciate for your answer. And Ravi Vala is too close to the Republican Party. Vala heaped praise on Chris Christie and talked publicly about endorsing Republican Christie for re-election over the Democrat. Vala's law firm represent New Jersey Republicans when they sued Governor Murphy over his response to the pandemic, and Vala was even business partner with the Republican state chairman. On this statement, would you say that you're less likely, somewhat likely, or you don't know an answer for this?
Like less likely. Like, I don't, like, support the Republicans in, like, any way. So it's, like, it's tough because, like, the way that this is, like, phrased, like, I'm supposed to say less likely, but...
Okay.
He's not running as a Republican. He's running as a Democrat.
Yeah, that is right. So after hearing this information, let me ask you just last time. In the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today, and the candidates were Kyle, J.C., Rob Menendez, and Ravi Vala. From who would you vote?
I'd probably vote for Ravi Vala.
Okay. Thank you very much. And this is just for statistical purposes only, and we are done with the survey. I truly appreciate for your patience and time helping me out with this. By your thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I am liberal.
Okay, thank you very much. Do you currently own your home, rent your home, or you living with friends or family?
I rent.
Okay, thank you very much. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? High school, college?
College.
Okay. Is the four-year college graduate?
Like bachelor's, yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. Are you a current or retired member of any labor union?
Nope.
Okay. Finally, strictly just for verification purposes by my supervisor, your first name is Olivia, correct?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you very much. So with this, we complete the survey. Would you be interested in help us out in the future for any other different study on a service so we can contact you?
Yeah, we had a great time here. Call me back.
I really appreciate. So this concluded survey. I really appreciate for your time, and you helped me a lot completing the service.
Aww.
So thank you.
Aww,
I hope that you enjoy your weekend, Olivia. Thank you.
Oh, thanks. You too.
Okay.
Right,
have a good day. Bye-bye.